PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again, of course, to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International, heard every Sunday on PCJ. But of course, as I mentioned many times before, there are those of you who are hearing this program on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday even, or a Monday, or a Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday, if you're listening through one of our partner medium wave or FM stations. So, hello weekday to you, and hello Sunday to our PCJ listeners who are listening to us through our frequencies. Very nice to have you with us. The second show for January 2017. Yes, the holidays are over, and we can relax. Well, most of you can relax, but I certainly can't, because just as one holiday ends, another one begins. Yes, another one begins. And I'll tell you why in a moment. Now, we are having very unseasonably warm temperatures at this time of year here in Taiwan, and also through other areas of the Asia Pacific. And when I mean unseasonable, I mean very, very unseasonable, because usually it's cold and rainy. But no, we're having very warm and lovely, beautiful skies, and it's just absolutely lovely. So you can say we're having a pre-Indian summer, which is a bit of a segue to our first song today, performed by George Evans.
Indian summer, you're the tear that comes after June time's laughter. You have so many dreams that won't come true, dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over a heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer. Summer, You're the tear that comes after June time's laughter. You have so many dreams that won't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summer time was new. You are here to watch over a heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell, farewell. Summer, farewell, 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 you old Indian summer. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell. Summer.
George Evans and Indian Summer for all of those in the Asia Pacific region who are enjoying the wonderful warm temperatures that we have been having over the past few weeks. Hopefully it'll continue. But there's also part of me that's wondering, what does this mean for summer? Now, we get very hot summers, of course, but this could mean an extremely hot summer. But you, there's no need to worry. We just have air conditioning. Yes, air conditioning. My favorite thing in the world, next to food. Okay. Now, at the top of the program, I told you that we, of course, have finished the holiday season, but we are starting another one. And that, of course, is in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, parts of Malaysia, and also parts of other parts of Asia where they celebrate Chinese New Year. And this year's animal is a rooster. Not a chicken, a rooster. A big bird, which also has another name, which I'm tempted to say, but I won't, which actually begins on the, well, Chinese New Year's Eve begins on the 26th of January, and ends, and everybody goes back to work on February the 6th. So we're out of one holiday, and we go straight into another. And this year is very early, because last year, I believe, it began somewhere towards the... I don't remember exactly the dates, but it was somewhere towards the middle and end of February. So this year, it's a lot earlier. And, of course, it changes every year, depending on the Chinese zodiac calendar. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. So we do actually have some special programs coming up for Chinese New Year, because most of PCJ is shutting down during that time, except the newsroom, which will continue as normal. So there will be the following special programs. For those who are listening to this program on our partner stations, you may know of a program called Focus Asia Pacific that actually goes out three times a day to the Pacific region. Now, we do have a weekly version of the program that airs on satellite for the World Radio Network and through partner stations, which goes out on a Friday. So the Friday, January 27th edition will be a special program. Media Network Plus for January the 28th will also be a special show that we've already pre-recorded. And Happy Station for January the 29th will also be a special program for Chinese New Year's. So those are for the 27th, 28th, and 29th. And these are for PCJ transmissions. Some of you, of course, who are listening through our partner stations will also be hearing those programs as well. The details will be at the PCJ Radio International Facebook page in a couple of days, as well as at our website, pcjmedia.com. So hopefully, I just kind of hope this weather that we actually have been having will continue as it has been. Now, those who tuned in last week on Sunday, January the 1st, will note that the Happy Station show had a special two-hour program. Some of you only heard the first hour, but in other regions of the world, you heard the second hour. Now, in the first hour of the program, we brought you a live Happy Station show from the 1980s with Tom Meyer, when he would do one of the live location shows. And then the second hour, we brought a concert, a concert that we bring every year. But this is a new recording that PCJ had recorded. And a number of people wrote in here saying, well, I heard you mention and talk about it in the first hour, but I didn't hear it. So we're actually going to bring you that on today's program. We're going to bring you that concert on today's program for those who didn't hear it last week, because it was in the second hour. So stay tuned for that. Okay, time for more music again. And we are now going to take a listen to James Last and his orchestra listening to some happy music here on the Happy Station. James Last Band with a little bit of happy music here on The Happy Station. Something that actually was rather funny this week. I mean, we're already into the first week of January. And something I think that is not unusual, and I suspect that it actually happens with a lot of people. But we had a bit of a, how would we say, a bit of a kerfuffle this week in our newsroom because of dates. It was one day, I think it was on Monday, which was January 2nd, the news team was putting together a program, and they couldn't find a number of reports, and that's because, and I have to admit, I've done this myself, not this year yet, knock on wood, there you go, but you know, you come into the new year, but you still use the year from last year. So instead of putting, let's say, 2017, you would put 2016. And that is actually what happened. One of the engineers had just, he just put the wrong date, I think because he just got used to it. So the news team was just getting ready to go into studio, and they looked into the folder and couldn't find anything. And they knew the name of the reports, they're doing a search and everything, but the system that we have, you can't just put a partial word. You have to put the whole word, or the whole file name, to be able to find it. And the engineer was insisting, no, no, it was there, and arguing and everything. Anyway, we eventually found it. But then afterward, our news director went around and put notes up in the studios and in the newsroom and in the engineering staff saying, remember, it's 2017, and we don't want to have that kind of problem again, because otherwise what would have gone on air is this. You see? Nothing. But anyway, it was resolved. And I know that it's actually happened to some other people. I had received an email last year from a friend of mine who sent me the email in, when was it? In February. The end of January 2016. Who said, oh, I'm coming to Taipei at the end of, I'll see you at the end of 2016. Oh, sorry, 2015. And I went, well, that's a little strange. I mean, unless we're planning to do some time traveling and go back, you know, a few weeks. But anyway, is the kind of thing. I mean, I've done that myself, writing emails. And even when I was applying for something a few times, I don't remember what, maybe another mobile number or something, and I... You have to put your sign and then put the date, and I put the date from the previous year, you know. And speaking of signing for things, this is a little interesting fact. The sales statistics for mobile phones came out for Taiwan. And for the last 5 years, Samsung was actually the number one leader. But because of problems that they had with their, I think it was the 7, the Note 7 or Galaxy 7, one of the phones, catching fire, Apple's actually taken the lead for the first time in 5 years. It's now in first place. And the iPhone that I want to get, I'm actually on the waiting list for. Well, I was on the waiting list for. Because there's one particular one, I think the black one, the 7 Plus, which you have to go on a waiting list because there's so many people wanting it. Anyway, a friend of mine, Ashley, and Ashley is a lawyer, and she said, what you do, she said, is call up your mobile provider and just tell them, I'm going to leave. I'm going to switch because I want the phone today. And she said, you will get the phone today. And that has to do with the kind of plan that I have and the kind of money that I'm spending on my mobile services. And I thought, really, I mean, no company would really do this. So I took a chance. So I called them up. And said, listen, I've been waiting now for 3 weeks. You say it's next week, and it's always going on and on. I'm going to switch to Far East Tone if you don't give me the phone today. And then they said, oh, come to our office, and you can pick it up. But this is the day after, because the day before, 24 hours before, I had called them and said, when can I get it? And they said, oh, we're still short supply. You'll probably have to wait another week or maybe two. And the person that I spoke with on the phone was exactly the same person that I'd spoken to the day before. Funny how things work like that. So sometimes with customer service, you have to be a little bit more forceful to get things, you know. All right. Now, our next piece of music, actually, it's a very long piece of music. Something that's actually a bit of a tradition here on the year-end edition of Happy Station is we always try to bring you a recording of Handel's Royal Fireworks. The first one that we aired on the program was at the end of 2009, when the program was co-hosted with the late David Monson, and we presented one of the earliest recordings from the 1950s, which was fantastic, of the complete Royal Fireworks of the Concerto Brau Orchestra of the Netherlands, made in the early 1950s. And since then, we've tried to bring other recordings. Last year, we brought a recording of the Taipei Symphony from a concert that they did that was broadcast on television and radio at the end of the year. This year, It was actually a recording that PCJ Radio International made of the Taipei Chamber Orchestra. The Taipei Chamber Orchestra recorded at Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall in December. So without further ado, here is Handel's Royal Fireworks, performed by the Taipei Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Taipei Chamber Orchestra recorded live at Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall here in Taipei, Taiwan, recorded by PCJ Radio International of Handel's Royal Fireworks. And that was for all those who didn't hear, because they couldn't hear, the second hour of our New Year's program, because the 2 hours went out through PCJ only, and only a small handful of partner stations, but most of you got the first hour of the program, so that was for all of you today. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, back in November, I told you about a singer who I had been looking for information for a number of years now. A Canadian singer by the name of George Walker. Yes, George Walker. We actually had a few people, one listener in particular, that wrote in, because everybody else was saying, asking more questions, well, that I was asking, except for one listener by the name of Joseph McTarget. And Joseph wrote in saying, "Hi, Keith, you wanted info on George Walker, the gentleman who looks after this site, blah, blah, blah. Gunter Kruger mentions on his page that he got an email from George and refers to him as the great Canadian singer. He might be able to help you get in touch with him." Well, thank you very much, Joseph. And guess what? Yes, I have sent him off an email. But we're not going to talk about the details today, because I'm working on something. But thank you very, very much for that. Now, for those who had never heard George Walker, let's take a listen now to another song from the album, James Last Presents George Walker, with Please Come Back.
Can I walk with a memory? How can I talk to a dream? And how can I sing when the song is gone? What will each lonely day mean? Please come back, for I need you so. Yes, please come back, for I love you so. How can I wake with tomorrow's done? I want no day without you. All of my hopes and my dreams are gone. Please come back and make them come true. Yes, please come back, for I love you so. Oh, please come back, oh, how I need you so.
George Walker with the James Last Orchestra and Please Come Back from the album James Last Presents George Walker, the only album that he ever recorded. A singer who I've been trying to find information of for a number of years, and I've gotten a lot closer, and surprisingly, just out of the blue, got some information. Special thank you, of course, goes to Joseph McTarget for sending along the link that he did. Otherwise, I still would have been walking in the dark. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, here's a little bit of a question for you. Many people would be familiar with the German easy listening band Roberto Delgado. Of course, that wasn't his real name. There were a couple that actually would record under another name. They would record under their own name and also another name. For example, Manuel and the Music of the Mountains was actually Ron Goodwin. We're going to take a listen to one now, and I want to see if you know who the actual name of the orchestra is. This is something that was recorded for the Fontana label. It was released for the Fontana label and Philips, of Charlie Steinman and his orchestra. Charlie Steinman. So who is Charlie Steinman? If you know, you can send us an email at the email address pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Here they are with Yes, Indeed. So if you know who Charlie Steinman really was, the Charlie Steinman Orchestra, let us know, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com, and we will send you a CD of Charlie Steinman recordings. Now, we only have one, so if you get the right answers go into a lucky draw, and we have to choose that way. Sorry, we wish we had more, but we only actually got that one sent to us. Charlie Steinman and his orchestra with Yes, Indeed. Now time for a very famous Dutch song performed by Ronnie Tober and Seske Peters, Naar de Kermis.
Hey Ronnie, mijn Ronnie, ik had papa beloofd om jou niet te kussen voordat we zijn verloofd.
Hey Siska, mijn Siska, toe trek het je niet aan, want straks is het donker en kun je stiekem gaan.
Hey Ronnie, mijn Ronnie, als dat mijn vader ziet.
Maar Siska, wat denk je, hij merkt het zeker niet. Ik zet wel een ladder onder aan het raam. We hebben dat samen al zo vaak gedaan. Vanavond gaan we naar de kermis in de stad. Van de schietend gaan we naar de reuzenrad. Van de kermis daar is altijd wat te doen. En boven in dat reuzenrad krijg jij een zoen.
Hey Ronnie, mijn Ronnie, ik ben een beetje bang. Ik wil met je meegaan, maar dan wel niet te lang.
Ja Siska, ik weet het, je vader is niet mis. Maar dansen met jou is het mooiste wat er is. Vanavond gaan we naar de kermis in de stad. Van de schieten gaan we naar het reuzenrad. Op de kermis daar is altijd wat te doen. En boven in dat reuzenrad krijg jij een zoen.
Ronnie Tober and Seske Peters. Yes, wonderful song indeed. There's also another version of that that was done by another Dutch singer and three other Dutch singers from a TV program, Laura something 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 and something 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 else. I can't tell you because I don't remember what it was. I've seen it some time ago. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. If you want to contact us, our email address, of course, is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. You can re-listen to this program anytime by going to the Happy Station Show program bank at our website, pcjmedia.com. And then there's also a link when you click on the program bank where you can subscribe to the program in iTunes. Right. What are we leaving you with today? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oscar Peterson. Yes, Oscar Peterson. And an album that he'd recorded with a vocal group that was on the same record label called The Singers Unlimited. Now, The Singers Unlimited also put out a number of albums as well. They were, vocal group, very tight harmonizations, really good arrangements. And the song that we're going to listen to is the signature tune from a popular television series that's been on for many decades now called Sesame Street. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, sayonara. And I'll say it one last time. Happy New Year.
Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get
to Sesame Street?